Thank you so much. Thank y'all so much for this this time and this revealing and positive and wonderful information about the new facility that will be here at
2403 Harris Street.
Harris Street.
No limit for recovery. No limit.
In the Sonia Quarters.
Thank you for having me.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information is Just Stuff, P.O. Box 7885, Alexandria. My email address is seedsofharvest@bellsouth.net. Seeds like you plant in the ground, S-E-E-D-S. My phone number is area code 318-442-6011. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, I up this morning with my mind stayed. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on G. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, turn to Ephesians chapter 2. I want to read verses 1 through 5. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. I want you to listen at the words that the Apostle Paul writes to this church. This is the church that Paul spent a long time with. He spent about a little over three and a half years with this church at Ephesus. And this was the church that he allowed his spiritual son by the name of Timothy to take over this church. Look what he says. He says, "You and you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience." Verse 3 says, "Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." But I like this next two verses. It says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ." Then parenthetically it says, "By grace you are saved." Praise God. Grace. I want to talk just for a little while on a question, is what it means to be lost. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, it really means something to be lost." You know, sometimes we read in the newspaper, we see on television, we hear on radio where someone has been caught under a snow avalanche, where someone has fallen down a tunnel, where someone has been trapped in some type of manhole. And when we hear this type of information, we get this type of news, we feel something of despair for their families as they grimly mutter the words, "They are lost, they are lost." But we think, praise God, they are not lost. We know exactly where they are in the tunnel. Yet, praise God, the reply comes back, "They are lost, as if they were hundreds of miles underground." Amen. Praise God. We cannot reach them. We know where they are, but they are lost. Praise God. You see, this expresses the condition of those who are spiritually lost. I'm talking about those who, without Jesus Christ in their lives, those without salvation. In other words, we know where they are, all right, but praise God, they are still lost without Christ. We may have some folk, amen, in our own families, praise God, that don't know Jesus. They have not given Jesus Christ their life. We know where they are, but let me tell you something, they are still lost. Amen. Praise God. You see, You see, the answer to the question that we have just posed here, praise God, what does it mean to be lost? Paul, in this letter, especially those first three verses, praise God, Paul gives us the answer, amen, to why people are lost. Amen. First thing he tells us, he says, first, to be lost is to be what? Spiritually dead. Amen. Spiritually dead. Amen. You see, what he writes in verse 1, he says, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Just walk with me through the text. Praise God. You see, man was created to know, to fellowship, to worship, and to serve God. Praise God. That's why we were made. Amen. We were made so that we would know God. We were made so that we would fellowship with God. We were made, praise God, to worship God. We were made to serve God. Amen. And when a man does not fulfill the purpose for which he was created, praise God, he has little, if anything, to do with God. He is separated and dead to God. Praise God. The Bible speaks of three different deaths. Amen. I want you to just listen at these real quick. There are three deaths that the Bible talks about. First of all, there is physical death. Physical death is when a person is separated, praise God, the separation of a man's spirit from his body. Amen. This is what men commonly call death. Praise God. It is when a person ceases to exist on this earth and is buried. Praise God. That is what we call physically death. And the Bible talks about that. But another death that the Bible talks about is this death that's called spiritual death. Spiritual death is the separation of a man from God while he is still living and walking up on the earth. Praise God. He's still walking. He's still living. Praise God. But he's separated from God. Amen. And this is the natural state of a man that is without Jesus Christ in his life. I'm talking about man is seen as still in his sins, and he is dead to God. But praise God, there is a third death that the Bible talks about. The Bible talks about eternal death. Amen. This is the separation of a man from God's presence forever. Amen. Praise God. You see, this is the second death. It is that eternal state of the being of a person who is dead in God. In other words, this man is lost forever. Praise God. You see, our question is, what does it mean to be lost? Paul is talking about a man who is spiritually dead. Amen. Praise God. He's talking about one who is spiritually dead. I told you, somebody who is spiritually dead, they are still living. Praise God. They're still walking. They are still talking. Praise God. But they don't know who God is. Praise God. They are spiritually dead. Praise God. But there is something that is good about that. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, there's something good about a person who is spiritually dead. Let me tell you what's good about it. You see, one who is spiritually dead, something can be done before he or she is physically dead. Something can be done before they are physically dead, and what? And they reaches the point where he or she is eternally dead. Praise God. So if you are in here this morning, amen, and you are spiritually dead, man, you are in the right place. Pat yourself on the back and say, I'm in the right place. Praise God, because something can be done before you become physically dead, and praise God, ultimately, eternally dead. Praise God. You see, a person who wastes his or her life in riotous living is spiritually dead. Paul was giving this out. Those who are in my Bible study, I know y'all may not remember this, but we went through and we were teaching in First Timothy, and there were some things. Do y'all remember when we were teaching?